The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Lie back down.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The full Marmoth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 2873 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevescast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustles, and your hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. Today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 Flexing on all you
fucking Catalina
one. The fucking Catalina one.
Gotta get you all into those gains. Let me get you a little. Bam. Bam. All right, fam, welcome to the show, 2873. Happy Monday. It is our Accountability Monday episode, so we got a lot of swole texts. Sent that out yesterday, the accountability text, like I do every single Sunday. Got a lot of responses, so we, myself and the swole fam, are going to keep you absolutely accountable as fuck today. We are going to go through those responses, what the swole fam is promising themselves to work on this week, and how they are going to execute those things. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. So first off, drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? What are you training today? We got a couple things I want to talk about before we get into. We have new releases we're going to go over. We have brand new merch, fam. Not only do we have one new merch release, we have two new merch releases. I'm telling you. It's going to be a big day. And you're going to love them both. So we're going to get into that after we get through the Swole Fam post. But a couple things. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Like, subscribe on Rumble if you're watching on YouTube. Remember, catch the full show on Rumble. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. You could also bang your eye holes and ear holes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review. If you listen on those apps, it helps tremendously. Share the podcast with your friends. Spread the knowledge far and wide. So make sure you subscribe. Hit the thumbs up button. Everyone on Rumble, hit that thumbs up button right now. Thank you so much for doing it. That's great. That's fantastic. I just saw a bunch of those come through. Thank you. And if you are interested in jumping into any of that existing merch, like I said, the entire site, we usually do 20% off all new releases, but we've been rocking a special going on. So 20% off the entire site over there at papaswolio.com. I don't want to show you the page right now. Actually, I think I have the, I didn't reload it yet because I don't want to show you the new merch, but we have 20% off all, everything on the site. So everything over on the site is 20% off. Go and check it out, papaswolio.com. And cover your nips with the best merch in the game. And of course, you could join the fam over at SwoleNormousX.com and get access to all the private live streams. If you're interested in unlimited programs, unlimited yoga, unlimited meditation, unlimited masterclasses and recipes, check out SwoleNormousX.com, join the fam, and get access to all the private live streams. Also, we had a roundtable last Thursday. We had an overtime segment like we do every Friday with a brand new Drive Mall Gaining. Absolutely awesome stuff over there. All the links are in the description down below. And that being said, everyone's here. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, Beaches? Let's get America to kick us off. We're going to get into the juiciest anthem in the realm right now. Here we go. Let's summon the Falcon, get today's party started.
Falcon.
Fancy today. Now, oftentimes on Accountability Monday, we do a Swole Fam card, but because I want you all to execute on those promises you make to yourself, I want you to take action. So usually when I send out those accountability texts on Sunday, I want to make sure that you're actually doing it. I want to make sure that you are getting specific with what you are going to do in order to do it. Don't just say, I'm going to improve my nutrition. No, how are you going to improve your nutrition? What exactly are you going to do? What is going to make, if you want to improve your nutrition, what do you have to do? And what exactly are you going to do this week that would make that come true? What would make that successful? When you look back on next Sunday, when I send you the next message, what are you going to have done that's going to tell you, hey, I was successful this week? What would you have to do this week in order to make that promise to yourself successful? That's what you have to think about. Okay, let's get into those. Let's get into those responses. So again, just to clarify again, I send out a message. I send out an accountability text via Swole text every single Sunday asking the Swole fam, what are you promising yourself to work on this week and how? What exactly are you going to do to make that a success? All right. We got a response here from Amanda. And Amanda says, we have so much game in the freezers, so we promised we would not buy meat from the grocery store for 21 days. It's getting tough because we have to plan for the week for protein so that it's thawed in time. Now that sports are starting back up, I'm taking out meat tonight to be thawed in time for dinners for the kids for the entire week. This may seem simple, but this is out of my element. I usually just wing it and buy meat from the grocery store almost every day, but we have 2 deer, 10 squirrels, a goat, and 2 full chickens in the freezer.
Wow.
All raised or hunted here on our property. That's fantastic. Good for you. Good for you. And I will say that, again, this is why I talk about the habits. People say that they want to have meals prepared. I want to eat food. I'm going to have my meals prepared in advance. And this is why I always say, well, what does that mean? You're not just going to magically have the food ready. You have to take out the food. You have to go to the store and buy the food or order the food and have it thawed and have it ready and have it prepped and have it prepared and prepped to cook and make yourself the time to cook it. So this is what we do. And I understand what you're saying. Now, it's just me and Mama Swolio and the pups, but sometimes, oh shit, we didn't take out the pet burgers and stuff that we're going to feed them. So maybe we fast the dogs some night. Sometimes we forget, oh, we didn't take out a log for steaks to cut. So we're just going to do some ground beef or make some eggs. So if we don't do it the night before, it's not going to be thawed. So that's a big deal. And it just becomes part of your habit the night before. Hey, what are we eating tomorrow? Do we have steaks in the freezer? Do we have ground beef? Do we have what we need? We take it out and then we do the exact same thing. Exact same thing. Good for you. So again, think about all the habits. You can't just, hey, I'm going to have my food prepared in advance. Okay. And then it's Monday. You said you sent this in a Swole text that I am going to, you promised Papa Swole, you promised me that you were going to work on your nutrition. I'm going to have my food prepared. And then it's Monday and you didn't prepare any food. So what are you going to eat? So if you think you're just going to magically have the food ready to eat, well, think about all the habits and all the things that you have to do in order to have that ready. If you want to have the food ready on Monday, guess what? You got to be cooking on Sunday. And if you got to be cooking on Sunday, you got to be shopping on Sunday or on Saturday or on Friday or during the week and freeze it and then take it out on Saturday, right? Those habits need to be reinforced. I've never had squirrel. Anyone here have squirrel? It seems like it'd be tough. It seems like it'd be chewy if you don't prepare it. I'm sure everything, any kind of wild game, I wouldn't call it necessarily squirrel wild game, but any kind of, it's probably really good. Anything is really good as long as you prepare it properly. I'm sure it's got to be probably really lean and chewy or something. So I'm going to blow up anyone's spot that didn't get specific. So I don't know how, when I say that, when I, in the text message, I say, what exactly do you have to do to succeed? And I get a text from like Avril, wake my ass up on time and go to the gym. Okay, what does that mean? I want to know details, people. I want to know details. Wake your ass up on time. What's on time? How are you going to wake your ass up on time? If you're having trouble waking up, you're not getting enough sleep, or the quality of your sleep, where does that start? How are you going to make sure that happens? Are you going to have your gym bag prepared? Are you going to have everything ready to go? Are you going to hydrate the night before? Are you going to, what are you doing to make sure that happens? Just, I'm going to do it this week. Mm-hmm. All right. Bear says, I am going to work on staying on track with my workouts. I have a book where I keep track of each workout and have each day filled out for what I will do. I work from home and have a very flexible schedule, so I have the ability to take an hour lunch every day to get those workouts in. I have everything lined up for success and have no excuses to not get them done. Bully for you. Bully for Bear. Good stuff. All right, let's see. Blake says, to fulfill my promises, I made a dry erase to-do list on my bathroom mirror listing out my goals for the week. 12,000 steps daily. Complete the 90-day dash week 5 and 1 gallon of water daily. So how many of you do the steps thing? So I didn't know until recently because I walk Tainty Man and stuff. I never use the watches. I don't like wearable tech. I've tried it before. I'm just not a big fan. But I didn't know that the iPhone automatically does it in that health app. I know you could have the iWatch. You have the Apple whatever, and then it tracks every last thing. It tracks when you masturbate or when you take a poop. I mean, I don't need any more surveillance, but it tracks your steps if you just put it in your pocket. I always keep it on airplane mode. Don't leave your phone on in your pocket, by the way, people. Don't leave Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on when you keep your phone in your pocket. But anyway, 10,000 steps, I never liked that idea. I never liked it. Not that it's bad, but it's very unattainable for most people. That's a lot of fucking steps. That's a lot of steps. Has anyone ever tried to do 10,000 steps? It's a lot. I think it should have been 5,000 because I feel like the 10,000 steps thing is just like the P90X yoga that was an hour and a half that people just skipped because it was too much. 10,000 is a lot. So I'll walk Tainty Man. I'll walk him for like 45 minutes or an hour and it's like 4,000 steps or 5,000 steps. I'm like, shit, I don't have time to do this again. So that's a lot of steps. It really is. But anyway, I think it would have been better off for people to do 5,000. You know, the whole thing, 10,000 steps a day, that's a lot of walking. And here's what I really do think. I mean, 10,000 is a lot of steps. I'm not saying it's bad, but I think for most people, I mean, again, if you're living in the city or you're living somewhere, for some of you, you're walking around a lot. That's much more realistic. So again, I mean, I just don't, if I don't walk, I'm around the property and stuff, but I have to go for a walk. A lot of you, you might have more yard space or you're walking around more in general. So I'm not saying it's out of control, but just from my perspective, if it's coming from people that aren't exercising, I would rather the amount of time it takes for people to do 10,000 steps. I would say it's better for people to do 4,000 or 5,000 and fucking work out. So you're getting people to do 10,000 steps. It's like, you'd be better off instead of a 45 minute walk twice a day, do an exercise session. You're better off. So I would say do, you know, one of those walks a day, but then the other 45 minutes or an hour, you should be lifting weights. You'll get much more benefit by doing both than just walking all the time. Cause there are some people that only do 10,000 steps and they don't lift weights and stuff like that. So I just, again, the amount of time it takes, it's like lift some fucking weights, everything for people to just not lift some fucking weights, just lift some weights. Lift some fucking weights. All right. Good for you. Good for you, Blake. I'm not saying not to do 12,000. I'm not shooting down Blake or anything like that. The walking's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But again, how long would that take to get 10,000? If you're doing dedicated, if you're not really walking aside from when you're doing those steps, you're going for a walk. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time that you could be using if you're not already lifting and stuff like that is my point. But at least getting a few thousand steps a day is great. But if you didn't know, click on that Heart Health app. And if you don't, if you have your phone in your pocket, it'll track your steps. All right. Chris says, this week begins my actual in-between stage recovery. So I'm going to start working to get myself back. All right. a little vague, but good. I think this is Chris that's dealing with the brain cancer and stuff like that. So good for you. Obviously, I'm sure I'm just going to always reiterate that just get as specific as you can. We're proud of you, Chris. Just keep your head down, stay focused, and good for you. Good for you. But again, it's all like working to get yourself back. It should be a 5-minute workout, a 10-minute workout, getting up and out of a chair 10 times. Like any of those little things will give you goals and things to achieve and to aim for. It's really, I cannot tell you how important it is to have actual quantitative goals that you're aiming for psychologically, right? Let's say you can only get out of a chair twice. Then you should be trying to get up and out 3 times. And then you should be like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get 5. And the next day I'm going to get 7. And then you get 10. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do 15. You know, it's really important to keep that approach. Daniel says, I'm going to do at least 1 Swollen 7 mobility every day this week. Goal is to get it done in the morning when I get to work. If traffic sets me back, I will get it done at night after the kids are in bed. Okay. All right. I like this. It's specific. And I do like how you're giving yourself. I have a little bit of not an issue, but I'm concerned about the adjustability. You're like, if traffic sets me back, it's like when you get to work, like you should be getting there earlier. You know, you don't want to be like, well, if it sets me back, I'll get it done at night. You're already pushing it off and you're less likely to do it. Right? If you want to get this done, Daniel, I'm just saying you need to make it non-negotiable. So you're going to do at least 1 Swollen 7 mobility every day this week. Goal is to get it done in the morning when I get to work. Why not do it before you even get ready to go to work? Do it right in the morning. That way you can control it. 7 minutes. You know, so what you're doing already is you are subjecting yourself to traffic. You're subjecting yourself to the unknown, which is going to get in your way. Or you're going to get to work and someone else is going to be there early and start talking to you. And you're like, oh, I'll just do it later. And then you're tired and the kids are in bed. You're setting yourself up for, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. I fucked up or I didn't get it done in time. Just saying, better to do it. And it's better to do it. Honestly, Daniel, better to do it both. Even if you do a swollen seven that you really like and you do half, do 3.5, like do 3.5 minutes. Do it first in the morning and then do it at night. Do both. It's 14 minutes. Just some perspective. You're going to feel so much better if you do it even before you get to work. All right, Jennifer. And again, this is not me sitting here criticizing people, but this is, again, trying to cut through the bullshit in how our minds try to set up roadblocks. Like, this is the way we think, and the way that all these people are thinking or putting it in text messages, I'm just poking holes in all the loopholes that your body is going to use to make excuses. This is how the brain works. You're going to try to make an excuse. So you're giving yourself an out. Daniel's giving himself an out. Oh, if I get home later, maybe I'll, yeah, you know how well that works. You're going to be fucking tired after work, taking care of your kids, spending time with them, put them in bed. The last thing you're going to want to do, and I'm just saying, not that you won't, but in my head, the last thing I want, like, I'm going to set up my phone and do a swollen seven. It's just less likely to happen. All right. Jennifer, I am promising myself to make time for working out more. I have set reminders, alarms, and will put out my workout clothes right where I can put them on when I wake up. Now we're talking. Luckily, I work from home, so I can use my breaks to get in some sun and walks too. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. Now, of course, people are going to get as specific as they want to or they think that they need to. But again, what are you doing in order to make that happen, right? If you're going to make time for working out more, if you're trying to work out first thing in the morning, like, who is it? Was it Daniel was the first one right before this? Let's go back to Daniel's for a second. Goals to get it done the morning when I get to work. What if you do it right there? Well, if you do it right there, you have the yoga mat set up. You have your clothes set up. So you get out of bed, put on some shorts, and you do 7 minutes. Boom. Before you even have time to, like, even think, you're already moving. You get right back into it. You get right into it. So here we have Jennifer's post. She has her clothes ready to go. Right there. Ready to go. Like, that's what you need to think about. That's what you need to do. You need to prepare yourself for that kind of success. You need to have that ready to go. Have it where you trip over it. You can't get out of your room without doing mobility. It needs to be as accessible as possible, as unavoidable as possible. Again, great book, Atomic Habits. It talks about that. You need to make it unavoidable. You need to make the bad habits invisible. And you need to make the habit that you want to execute on just unavoidable. It's just like in your way. You can't get out your front. You can't get out the door without doing this. Yeah. What a fucking Monday. What a Monday. Let's go.
I gave it a 10.
I'm in a good mood. We're making some gains. I love these responses. We'll take a soundboard. Anyone got a soundboard request? We'll hit that shit. Get some soundboard requests going on during the show. Get people amped. All right. Katie says, hi, Pop. I've been missing for a while, but I'm going to get back on track this week. I had some bad things happen to me at my job, and I let the stress get the best of me, and I haven't been lifting. Settle down. To help deal with the stress at work, I will meditate at least 5 minutes a day every day. Also, I will make food. I will make a food plan and stick to it for the week. I will also lift at least twice this week. I think that is enough to commit to for the week. In order to succeed, I will plan these items in my day timer and make sure to refer back and check the items off when completed. All right, let's get some applause. Elizabeth wants some rusty motherfucking spoons.
I like to caress rusty spoons.
All right, Katie. Well done. Well done. Ooh, we got one from Leslie. Leslie says, I'm doing my best to get out of this bout of depression. My dog passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Aww. He was fine that morning, and then we came outside to do yard work. He just looked like he was sleeping on the porch. Oh, man. He was old but not sickly. It was a real sucker punch. This dog was my dog, a birthday present for my husband. Fortunately, this all went down when I was home and off work. Oh, boy. I've allowed myself time to grieve and really cry it out. My daughter and I did some retail therapy, and my husband has sent me 1,000 funny reels. I'm much better and have accepted that my dozer boy is in a much better place. So my promise to myself is to keep going, love life to the fullest, and put intention into my actions every day. My challenge to myself is to do brain gains 5 to 10 minutes every morning before work and before that first cup of coffee. I am so sorry to hear about your puppers. I just realized I don't really have any, like, I don't have any supportive soundboards. I'll just use my voice for that. I don't have anything nice on the soundboard except for the aw. I guess we have like the America, but I'm sorry to hear about that, Leslie. And I don't know which is better. The fact that, you know, what do you guys think? I mean, it's not going to matter either way. It's still going to hurt. But is it better to kind of be like, oh, older pup, and then it just goes? Or you see like the slow decline? I don't know which is better. I almost feel like it's kind of, and this is not to, I almost feel like maybe what you went through, Leslie, you're in the Telegram chat. I almost feel like it's like a Band-Aid write off. It's so shocking. It kind of gets you past it before you're even ready to even comprehend it. Rather than, you know, it definitely sucks either way. I'm just thinking you have to look at the bright side. At least you didn't have to see your puppers like suffer, you know. It wasn't like the dog was dealing with a disease and humbling around, and you had to make that conscious decision like, okay, today's the day, and you go or you have someone come to the house, that kind of thing. But he was sleeping on the porch. So at least, you know, outside. It's really sad. And it's even sad to hear that, because Papa Swolia, I was like, you guys know that. She's like 19 years old and she's fine. She seems great, elderly, but no problem. So, you know, that day's, it's coming. We don't know when. It just seems like it should have been coming a long time ago, but she just keeps on being fine until they're not fine, I guess. Yeah. All right. So let's, exercise and getting sun and enjoying the spring is going to hopefully move you past it. Just time. Whenever that happens, it's always going to be time. We've all lost pets and stuff before. Mark says, I want to start getting into front squats after doing some research on my own and figuring out what form would work for me as well as how to execute the move. I will be incorporating it in my leg routine and I will try to practice it all throughout the week. Good call. I used to do front squats all the time. I haven't done those in a while. I haven't done front squats in a long time, but I used to like them. I used to do them all the time. I think the issue with front squats, I wouldn't say there is an issue with front squats. I think the simple fact that you can't load as much, but front squats are better for quads, but at the same time, you're not going to be able to lift the same amount of load because it's more stressful on your back and your upper torso. So if you're trying to overload the quads as much, in my opinion, you are likely better off elevating your heels and either using a hack squat machine or elevating your heels for a, using a safety bar, transformer bar, or even just a high bar back squat, elevating the heels that way you can, or a Smith machine, that way you can get in a position where you're targeting the quads and load more. What you can also do is do front squats on a Smith machine. So Mark, you might also want to, that can be a good way to ease into doing front squats and increase the loading by increasing the stability. You could do it on a Smith machine. That's a great way to do front squats. I also really do think if you're doing free bar squats, front squats by far are safer than back squats. By far, because you can bail out of it a lot easier. You can just drop the bar. You can just like lean forward and boom, drop the bar. So it's always, that's why I really like going, training harder and going towards failure, because you are actually going to be in a safer position to bail out. But it really depends. It really depends. All right, Megan, hydration is what I'm going to work on this week, starting every day with 32 ounces of water or electrolytes, hopefully, and electrolytes within the first hour of waking up. And then another 32 by lunch, last 32 ounces by dinner. All right, in the first hour, I do 32 ounces in the first like 5 minutes. Chug that shit. Make it earlier than that. So within the first hour, make it 15 minutes. You can do it. Don't give yourself an hour to drink that water. Do it in the first 15 minutes. Easily done, especially when you first wake up. You could do that. Riley, but good plan. This week, Papa, I'm focusing on my protein intake. Last week, I tracked my eating for a baseline and saw I was between 180 to 190 grams, depending on the day. This week, I want to increase to 200, so I'll be adding a scoop of protein to my shake and having another protein meal slash snack throughout the day. And this is a good way to, when people ask about, hey, should I eat more calories or eat more protein? I always say, you know, the chances are like, yes, probably. But what are you currently doing? Most people ask questions about, hey, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I increase this? Should I decrease this? And I say, oh, what do you currently, you guys know this. We've done 2,873 episodes. What do I always ask? What are you currently doing? Should I eat more or less? Or I have no idea. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. Then how the fuck am I supposed to know? So I appreciate the fact that Riley says, you have to see what you're currently doing. I'm not a big fan of counting, but like if you want to objectively get enough calories and protein, you have to at some point get a baseline and understand how much you're eating. You can ballpark it. Just understand that your results are going to depend on whether you ballpark actually, accurately. If you want to measure every last thing, you will objectively get enough protein in. But if you're looking at, hey, I put usually this much on the plate. Oh, that's not as much as I thought it was. I should have another serving. Then in general, you'll just add a little bit more on. And then in ballpark, you might be more, you know, but you need to know what you're currently doing. You can't asking what you should change or what you should improve when you don't know what you're currently doing. That's not a good spot. So good job, Riley, for getting the baseline and then going from there. Tim says no alcohol at all. Good for you.
Wow.
Started today and going to take one day at a time, but my goal is 7 days. Good. Good. Good for you. Good for you.
Dodson. Dodson. We've got Dodson here.
All right. We don't really do, I mean, we don't really necessarily have a question section here, but if you do have a question, you could drop it in the chat, hashtag Ask Papa Soy. We're going to get to some new releases, but I will answer some questions as they come in. And we got one from YouTube, Boo Boo the Kid, Papa Swolio. Hello, Papa. I have a situation. I have a fat friend who wants to get fit, but he isn't consistent. I want to help him. You know, this is kind of a tough spot. You really can't help people that don't want to help themselves. So you have a fat friend who wants to get fit. Okay, cool. but he isn't consistent. I want to help him. He has to get consistent. He has to really want it and prioritize it. So he has to go to the fucking gym, get him on a program, recommend him to do the 90-day dash. Hey, he could join the Swole fam, you know, check out our memberships and stuff. Like, we have all the programs and things that you need, because he's going to have to be consistent on his own. But if he doesn't know what he's doing when he goes to the gym or what he should do, then that's a start. So if you have a program, that's a start, but you still have to do it. This is why when I tell people when they join Swolenormous X and they start the program right away and they join the fam, and I send them a Swole text welcoming them, and I, you know, usually I'll send an audio message being like, hey, welcome to the Swole fam, et cetera, et cetera. And they say, hey, I just started the 90-day dash. I love this, that, and the other. And I always say that that's fantastic, because a lot of people join and they don't start right away. So you can have access to Swolenormous X and not start anything. You can just sign up for a membership and never log in. How much is X going to help you? It's not going to help you at all. It only helps if you actually do it. Pedro, I love it. That's on the list. It's on the list 100%. So stay tuned for that. Probably going to have a couple different designs. Pedro says, Papa Swole, when are we going to get an Austin Powers themed shirt? Who wants an Austin Powers? It's coming.
And that's the way. I like it. Is she
in the show? Yeah. International man of, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to do one for, we have a bunch of things coming up. There's a really trying to finalize a couple more, because we have May the 4th. I'm trying to finalize a couple of Star Wars designs. There's one, I haven't told you guys what it is. I think I mentioned it before. I have a Star Wars design that I've been working on. Not me personally, but we've been searching for someone that can do this design for like 2 years. It's literally been like maybe more. And every time I get back, it's just like, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. It's just a hard thing to style with art. And yeah, it's just not ready yet. But when it is, and I'm not going to release, I don't release anything until I'm satisfied with it. Some designs I really love, some I'm neutral about, but usually every design I really like, it just might not be something that I'm really into. So we might do like, even like the Just Keep Lifting. I'm not a huge Finding Nemo fan, but I think the shirt's funny. So it's like, cool. I'm not like emotionally attached to it. Like, if we didn't have it on the site, I wouldn't be like, oh no, we don't have the Just Keep Lifting shirt. I like it. The shirt turned out great, but I saw Finding Nemo one time. I don't have kids. I didn't grow up with that movie. It's like, I don't really care. But some of these other ones, like, I really want a design a certain way. So sometimes we'll have a design that sometimes we'll have a design where I have an idea for something, but I'll let the artist, hey, you know, show me what you come up with. This is what I want. I want something with this. And then they kind of do something. I'm like, oh, cool. I like that. Why don't we move this here? Or let's make it a little bit more whatever. And sometimes it comes back and it's like, oh, that's great. And it's a home run. It's a hole in one, right? The first draft or edit is great. But sometimes I have something specific in mind that I want. And that's the trouble when it's something that I have in my head and I haven't been able to find someone that can do it yet or has done it yet. He's out there. He or she is out there. It's going to be a good one. All right, let's get into some releases. Like I said, fam, we do have two new merch releases this week. I know, two. Dos.
Wow.
Dos merch. Dos merchandise. And there's 20% off the entire site. So let's get into these releases. Are you ready, fam? Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go.
What's in the box?
All right. First recipe. Ooh. We'll just go away. We'll just give this one away first. Usually I like to guess this one, but blackberry fruit roll-ups.
Okay. Blackberry fruit roll-ups. Okay.
Be careful of that dried fruit though, Fram. Be careful of the dried fruit. The reason is because when you take out the water, you're getting just the fructose. You're just getting without the satiety of, like, if you eat a whole apple or you eat dried apple, you'll eat a lot more dried apple or dried mango than you would a whole mango, because you're getting the water, you're getting the whole fruit, and it's more filling. So if you sit down, you might eat 4 or 5 mangoes, because we get mangoes from the tree. I might pound a few mangoes, I'll be full. But if you're just eating the dried mango, you can eat like 10, 15 fucking mangoes worth, and it won't fill you up as much. So, but this is good for if you have that kind of, you know, sweet tooth, or you have fruit that you want to make at home or whatever. Check it out. Blackberry fruit roll-ups. I just like berries, but everyone. Yeah, you just got to be careful with the dried fruits. just be careful, because that's a lot of sugar without the context of the hydration and all the other stuff. All right. Next one. We got honey garlic chicken. Ooh. Interesting. See, this is the only way. When we do a recipe and it's like steak, it's usually just a fucking delicious steak. You know, to make chicken taste good, you have to add stuff to it. Otherwise, it's a weak bird and it's bland and it tastes gross. So you have to add stuff to chicken. You can't just do chicken and salt, right? Steak, you can just cook steak and tallow and butter and put salt on it and it's perfect. Chicken needs to be covered with shit because it's gross. It's a weak-ass bird. Honey garlic, weak-ass bird. But honey and garlic sounds good on chicken. So anyway, honey garlic chicken, I would eat the fuck out of this, I'm sure. I don't need the sweet, though. It would have to be very, very light. I don't want sweet chicken. I just want the chicken. So maybe a little bit of honey would be enough for me. But again, it's your recipe. You can experiment and see how much you want to add to it. Green Trolley, Papa Swolio, can we send you designs? I used to be a graphic designer as well as a mechanic, soldier, and a nurse aide. if you want to, just send a design, like something that you come up with, sure. Send it to team@swolenormous.com. T-E-A-M, team@swolenormous.com. And if we like and want to use it, we'll pay you for it. So, I mean, if you just have something that you have an idea, sure. We're always looking for more. We do so much merch. We have hundreds of designs that are in the queue. So we need like more cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. And a lot of times we'll have one designer doing one thing. And then, you know, we might have to like, oh, okay. Like we have certain people that are good at certain things, or we have one person do something like, no, let's have this guy do it instead with the same perspective. Like one might have a great perspective or like layout for the image, but like his style isn't really the way we want it to look. But we take, hey, make it like this, but do your own thing, but make it like this. So yeah, who knows? Always open to bringing more people on the design team. So if you have an idea, if you just have to have something like, hey, check this out. Yeah. If we like it, we'll pay you for it. Okay. Let's do one more. See what I mean about the beef? See what I mean about the beef? We're just going straight off. Beef tenderloin, fam. See, if we do chicken, it's got to be like honey garlic chicken. You almost got to bribe you to eat the chicken, right? Almost got to bribe you to eat the chicken. Hey, look, if we put honey and garlic on it, would you eat it? If we put honey and garlic on it, would you eat the chicken? Please, we eat this weak-ass bird if you put something on it that you like. It doesn't taste good. If we put something sweet on it, would you eat it, you fat fuck? But beef tenderloin is like, yeah, beef. You don't need anything on that shit. It's a fucking beef tenderloin. That's what I'm talking about. Get some gorillas with it. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Swolenormous X, the Swole Fam Unlimited Membership. So if you're not a member, I'm telling you, go to SwolenormousX.com and check out everything we have to offer. There's so much in there. This is great for members, because there's so many yoga classes, so many Swollen Sevens, so many workouts, there's so many things inside Swolenormous X. Sometimes if I say, hey, go try a yoga class, you go to the yoga studio, you see like almost 400 classes. How am I going to choose one of these? So we have something called the Swole Studio, where you're able to, essentially it's like an appetizer, it's a spotlight. So I say this every single week, I'm going to keep on saying it just to explain and reiterate. When you go to the Swole Studio, we have a yoga class, a Swollen Seven, and a workout. That way, if you just want to do something, maybe you just joined, maybe you're like, I'm in between programs, I don't want to go searching, let's see what's on the spotlight for this week, let me just try that class, because you might try something that you've never tried before. So this week, we rotate them every single week. A featured yoga class is Express Morning Flow 3 with Genevieve.
I gave it a fucking 10.
Our featured Swollen 7 is Swollen 7 Mobility, round 12. More claps. And the feature workout for the week is Total Body Torch number 1. All right, so we got these three, and they'll be this all week. They'll rotate out the next week. So if you want to check out the Swole Studio, go give that a look-see and check it out. And the great thing about this is, you might never have tried an Express Morning Flow. So if you go to the Swole Studio, and Matt just said in the Telegram chat, there's so much content I forget about some of it. That's the point, right? I mean, I don't remember. Look, there's 400 fucking yoga classes or close to it. And we're adding new ones every week. Like, it's going to be 400. It's like 370 or 80 or something like that. So, like, you're not going to remember every class. But the beautiful thing about this is if you see, oh, or even here in the announcement, Express Morning Flow 3. Guess what? There's an Express Morning Flow 2. There's an Express Morning Flow 1. There might even be an Express Morning Flow 4. I don't even know. We usually have like four or five of these sequences. So if you like this one, you might try it and like, oh, this is great. You have at least two other ones to go and try. So it might open your eyes to something, a whole like series that you never tried. And that's the best part about the yoga studio is when you like one class, there's like a whole, oh, I love this yin. Oh, I just tried this yin class from the Swole studio. Let me go check out the yin section in the yoga studio. And then you realize, holy shit, there's like 50 or 60 or 70 classes. So you just found a whole bunch of classes that you never tried before that you like. And Cerny for a long time never tried yin. And then it's like, boom, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I love the yin class. I never tried that before. Now you have tons to go through. So the cool thing is that it might lead you down a path that you never looked into. And there's so much that it's understandable. You're not going to try them all. Seriously, the fact that you could do a yoga class every day for a year and never do the same class twice is ludicrous. So, and the thing is, we're always going to add more. So you have to understand that if you feel overwhelmed, don't feel overwhelmed by the content. Just understand that it's a whole little network and universe that you never have to leave, that you have everything there. You just have to use it over time. Yeah. So we got a new yoga class. Let me see what else we got here. New yoga and two new merch releases. Let's fucking go. Merch, 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 merch. First off, let's see a little churchy. Let's get a little church in here because way too long. Aww. Way too long without a little pinks. And Tainty Man's been really... Tainty Man's been nasty. He's been given the cold. There's his shoulder. He's been given the cold shoulder. It looks a little chilly. A little frigid shoulder there. So he's being a little bit of a nasty man. Look at how all the cards, there's no cards around on the top anymore. Yeah, it's because he knocks them all off because he's an asshole. But churchy. She's a little cutie. All right. Hashtag execute more for a chance to win today's schwol card. All right. Cerny says, bring on the merch. I need to buy something new. I got you. 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 So let's do new yoga. I want to see some biceps and gorillas in the comments. And if you have any questions at the buzzer, we'll get into them and then we'll wrap up. So let's get into a new yoga class. Are you ready? New yoga? New yoga?
What's in the box?
Inconceivable!
All right. You think you didn't have enough yoga? Well, you don't. You never have enough yoga. And if you do think we have enough yoga, too bad, you're getting more anyway. Express Restore... Speaking of yin, Express Restorative Yin for Shoulders with Alex. Fucking lit. Look at this. Look at this fucking class. Really should just go through. I mean, I could just do full episodes just talking and like just breaking through and going through all the amazing. I always tell people to go to Swolenormous X, join the fam. And I always say we have a lot of stuff, but I know a lot of you that are members. This is why I talk about it in such depth, and I don't even talk about it in anywhere near as much depth as I probably should. But there's so many classes. Like when you go through, I'm not saying that there's a lot of classes just to say it. There's so much shit. Every time I go in there, it's like, what the fuck is that? I forgot about these classes. You forget about things because there's so many. But restorative yin, shoulders are amazing. Dead hangs are great for shoulders. I saw Matt saying he does dead hangs. Dead hangs are great. Do dead hangs before you do this class. Do a couple dead hangs. Express restorative yin for shoulders. Look at that. Alex has got the block between her shoulder blades. Really awesome. Passive stretch. Great for the chest too. So remember the shoulders and everything, lats, back, chest, everything, upper body is fantastic. So restorative yin for shoulders, express class with Alex, now available inside the yoga studio. And again, you might be like, well, how are we going to get through and find this class in the thousands of recipes and the other recipes that we released? Make sure that you check out the updates tab. So if you're a member, go to the main menu and the pull down menu. If you're on your phone or a computer, you'll see at the top, just click updates and you'll see the links that go straight to the recipes and all the stuff for this week and the last couple weeks. So the updates tab will have a link and you'll go right to it. That way you don't have to go searching for it. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh shit, I want to try that class, the updates tab just takes you right to it. So you don't have to go searching everywhere for it. Give you a little hand there. All right. Fam, let's see. We got two releases. I think we're going to launch with the first one, and I told you it was coming. I decided to bump. Sometimes when people mention something in the comments, I'm like, oh shit, we already have this, but we'll bump it up on the to-do list. You ready, fam? Who wants some new merch? Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready? I'm going to pour some more. Ooh, raw cream. Mmm. Delicious. Delicious raw cream. Daddy likes. Daddy likes it. I want to see some biceps and gorillas. Who's ready for merch? Serena doesn't want merch anymore. All right, we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow or next week. We'll hold it. All right, fine. We'll fucking do it today. You guys are cranky. All right, who's ready for new merch? I guess you all are ready. All right, fine, fine,
what's
fine. We'll
box?
Do it. We talked about it yesterday. I think someone mentioned it. I forget. Maybe it was TCAP. First release, fam, Swole Foods. I think we literally talked about it yesterday. We just bumped it up. Now, I'm not saying that I thought of everything that you guys have already thought, but trust me, we have so many designs that if I see it in the comments, sometimes we'll just bump it up to the front and be like, fuck it. Someone wants it now, we'll put it out now. So you might like Whole Foods, but it's nowhere near Swole Foods. If you want to make gains, go to Swole Foods. Just ditch Whole Foods. It's too expensive anyway. Go to Swole Foods and make some gains while you're at it, I promise you. We won't have all the other ultra-processed things and just pretend like it's organic and it's good for you. All right? You want to get some Swole Foods in there. If you wear this to Whole Foods, I guarantee people are just going to come up to you and ask questions, and they're not going to realize that it doesn't say Whole Foods. You know that's going to happen. Someone's going to be like, excuse me, where are the, I'm like, I don't work here. And like, oh, but, oh, it says, oh, where'd you, oh, they'd be all confused. So we definitely confuse people, Swole Foods. Yeah. Very simple, but people like Whole Foods. I say, fuck Whole Foods, go to Swole Foods. All right. Jeff Bezos is like, you motherfucker. Yeah. Send them to the meats. So if someone asks you, so this is what you should do. You should just pretend like you don't speak English, but just speak loudly in simple words. Excuse me, where is the beef? And just point, like, beef, meat. Excuse, no, I'm asking you, where are the potato chip? Beef is beef. And just point and be like, okay. Okay. Michelle says, I wore my You Can't Lift With Us shirt yesterday. So many people asked about the shirt. That's awesome. That's awesome. I should send... The Swole Fam should get like special shirts where you have the shirt, the design, and then you have like a QR code on the corner, and it's only for the Swole Fam. So you guys get to wear the shirts, and then people can just scan it, and you can get like credit for someone getting a shirt if they use your QR code. Just put a little QR code in the corner. It'll take them right to the site. It's like your own personal. Yeah. Actually, a cool idea. It'll just take people right to, they scan it, takes them right to papasolio.com. All right, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. We got one more design. 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 One more. One more shirt. One more merch. One more merch. One more merch. One more merch. I had a gym employee ask me where I got the Muscle Alphabet shirt. Dope. Super awesome. It'd be cool. You have it like right on the sleeve or something. One more shirt. 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 Are you ready, fam? Drum roll. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
We have the GTTFG Pepsi design. I love it. All right. We're doing tons of logos. So let's fucking go. GTTFG, if you know someone that likes this poisonous garbage, or you used to, maybe some of you used to like to drink Coke or Pepsi or something like that. It's like, fuck that, GTTFG. People are going to look at it and be like, think it says Pepsi, P-E-P-S. And that's the same amount of letters too. That's even better. Pepsi, P-E-P-S-I, GTTFG. That's awesome. So 20% off, absolutely legit. 20% off all new releases. So again, let's go to the website. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. 20% off. I'll reload it now. I didn't want to reload it before we did it because I didn't want you guys seeing the designs before we announced it. So we're still doing the 20% off everything. Obviously, St. Patty's Day was yesterday, so we're doing it. This is going to be wrapping up soon, the 20% off site-wide. So if you want to pick up some merch, go and jump on that now. Of course, if you're a Swole Fan member, you get 20% off all the time. But we have all these bestsellers. There's the You Can't Live With Us that we're mentioning a second ago. I still need to... I wore that in a couple of videos. I wore this in a couple of videos. I still haven't really... The Ninja Turtle, I still haven't worn some of these enough. And these are bestsellers already. I wore the You Can't Live With Us shirt. I was sitting down on the bench, like answering a question, or on the fluff, like in the beanbag. I didn't do any... I need to do like wear that merch that You Can't Live With Us for some videos where it's easier to read. I didn't really give that a good go. Same thing with the Super Swole Bros. I still haven't worn those really enough. The Vamos al Puto Gimnasio, Dora the Swole Explorer, of course, the classics, Forest Pump, Back to the Fucking Gym. And then we have, I can't wait for this one, the GTTFG NASA design. That's so dope. I love it. I love it. I Warm Up With Your Max, make Shaming Great Again. And another design that I haven't worn in any videos yet is the SpongeBob Swole Pants. That's a great one also. So check that out. We have Shred. We have so many cool designs. So anyway, 20% off brand new releases. And we have those two new drops, the Pepsi design and the Whole Foods design. So GTTFG Pepsi and Swole Foods. Check all that out. Check that out. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Let's give away today's Swole card. Tomorrow is, well, Tainty Tuesday. So again, thanks for being here. Any other questions, you could drop that in the comments at the buzzer. We got the Execute More card. So we got those new releases for members. We have the new merch available now. What do? We went over those accountability posts and text responses, and we'll probably have some more that came in after that we pulled for the show. So we might get to some other ones tomorrow. For those of you that maybe answered later on and it was after the cutoff for when we pull post for the show. So let's give away the Swole card and then you guys can go make some sick fucking gains. Hashtag execute more. Let's give this beach away. Falcon, come on now. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Freddy. Don't do me no favors. All right, execute more. Execute more. Today's Swole card is going to our very own Leslie. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Now, we read this post earlier. Super sad. Sorry to hear about your puppers, Leslie. But thank you so much for sharing. And also, very, you know, really sounds like you're super... super stable with it, and you're doing all the right things in order to move forward, promising yourself to keep going, love life to the fullest, and to put intention to your actions, doing brain gains 5-10 minutes every morning before work. Absolutely fantastic. It'll definitely help you. And yeah, we wish you the best and thank you for sharing the story, and we can all relate for sure. Either we've dealt with it before or we're going to, whether it's human or animal, they're all very, you know, they are our pets and we're like, oh, they're just dogs. They're not really just dogs. You know, they're there and they're always smiling and happy and there for you whenever you need. So sorry to hear about that, Leslie. And of course we all know life moves on, but it's a little bit rough and rocky at first. So they're absolutely family. So congratulations, Leslie. Send us an email to support at swolenormous.com, swolecard 2873 in the subject, and your mailing address in the body of the email. Now let's nut this beach. We'll take some soundboard requests. And we'll get all up on the rest of our day making some sick fucking gains. Yeah, staying busy helps. You just gotta stay focused. Focus on those 7 pillars. Focus on what you can control. You can control. The only thing you could control is the amazing life that Dozer had. And now it's... got to keep on focusing on what you can do.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Because of the implication.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Are there any women here today?
You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Fuck yourself.
How shall we fuck off, oh lord?
The master's at it again.
I'm gonna put my nuts at on your drum set.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Aw, churchy.
That doesn't make sense.
Hello, sweet girl.
Right in the head.
Now, once you've had sex with the woman, she will naturally start to depend on you, okay? All women do this.
You got hiccups? Got hiccups. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? What's going on now? Oh, we gotta get her some gear. We need fur baby merch.
I have contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from
coast
me!
Coast to coast. All right. Excelente. Excelente. All right, fam. Remember, 20% off all merch. And by the way, today, you can't really see it. Rocking the God Hates Trans Fats shirt. The absolute goat of shirts. I wore this in a couple of videos. You know, and I was like, hey, you look good. And so I didn't get it was the first time I wore the shirt. Didn't get the response. A couple of people were like, yeah, W shirt. I thought it was going to kick up a little bit more than it did. It really didn't. I was like, okay, kind of slipped that one through the uprights. I expected it to maybe pop off a little bit more like the Muscle Alphabet shirt, but it didn't. Not yet. Not yet. Maybe someone will catch wind of it. I thought I was going to ruffle a little bit more feathers with this, but people are like, yeah, just facts. Yeah. Anyway, hit the like button. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow for 2874. Again, hit the thumbs up, share with your friends, subscribe, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you follow on Rumble, because tomorrow's show, the full show, will only be available rumble.com/thedailyswole. Elizabeth said, I wore the God Hates Trans Fats t-shirt in front of my pastor, and he laughed at it. Yes. Yes. Good. He's like, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, it says fats at the end. Oh, yeah. Well, that too. Oh, I get it. Okay. All right. Yeah. Nailed it. All right. Tomorrow, 2874. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...